Congratulations, Varmailam. I made. Did we do Shalom last time also? Did we finish the first? Or where did we get up to last time? I didn't remember.
I think we're in now in the Amash Islam.
Shalom. We're up to Shalom, I think.
Yeah.
Shalom. Okay, I'll tell you. Okay, say that. So he said the first two things he spoke about was Emes, you know, being a bit of the Seichel, and in. Now he says, V'amash, Shalom, I'm in al Shalom. It started out by saying there are three layers of inyanim that a person is shayach to. There's the kesha between the person and elyonim, and that is through emes, the person through seichel. Let's interpret it in terms of kriyas of levels of neshama. The way it says in this forum that the three levels of neshama that we have a shaykh is nefesh, ruach, neshama, the ruach is usually the atmis of the person. The sense of self is at the level of ruach. Neshama is the sense of shaykh is to elyon. And that, you know, like it says in Nafshachayim, that the neshama hovers over the person. It's kind of mashpia melamala. And then there is lower darga, which is the nefesh, which is closely associated with the body. So emes is the mida that allows a person to get from elyon. Din is his kesher to all those inyanim that are pechtoinim loy, kinyanim. What is his kesher, and what is the shaychus, and so on and so forth. That is the second nekuda. I just want to point out an interesting nafkemina between the two nekudas. He speaks about the inyan of din, of being dan din emes lamitoi, and that the emes, lefoma din emes mitzara tainis, vatainis edem karoi, he says, and so on. There are two mehalchim of, we included on the one rubric of sichlius, but it's really two separate mahalchim. There's a mahalich of going min aprat el aklal. It would be lomdus in learning. It would be lahavdil in chachmas olam, understanding the sweeping klalim, the broader theories, and so on and so forth. The milchama over there, so to speak, the battleground is between emes and sheker. Even if, for instance, if a person makes a statement that apples fall downwards when they fall, it's a correct observation, but it's a sheker mitzad the klal, because the klal is everything falls. It doesn't do with apples. So if I say apples fall downwards, as betiras klal, it's a sheker. I need to be oimid on the nekuda pnimius, so the obstruction to sichlius lies in sheker, even if I'm right in the prat, but I'm not ruggled to be oimid on the emes of it, so I confuse things. Like it says in the Gemara, if somebody passes from the Mishnah, he's mevalei olam. He doesn't understand. The Mishnah says it right, but is the Mishnah going to quote everybody? Is the Mishnah talking about a stam case or a very specific case? Is there a chasur mechzeri? That is the battleground between emes and sheker. There's a second. Then there's a second chachma, is askus of chachma, which applies to lemaisa. In the application to lemaisa, if you don't take into account the metzias of the world around, you're being hiris to din, because it's not being done lamitoi. If you hear the tainis and say, oh, the Forish Siman is Sifan Pesh Mishpat. But you didn't have the afchana to understand if those tainis are din meruma or not. If they're roidic tainis or not roidic tainis. If there's something fishy about it, if it's not negir the lemaisa. That is the other direction, and that's a kira of din. Let's take another parallel. If a person comes along and he says, the Torah asks mukta on Shabbos, that person is oiva bal Shabbos, there's no Isav Mukta. On the other hand, if we were to try to keep Shmira Shabbos without instituting Mukta, we'd be Mechal Shabbos. The Mishmeres is a result of this Yachsus to the Mitzias. And in the Mitzias, Torah doesn't have a Kiyum without Mukta. And just like Gemara says, Yivamis, if they wouldn't be, if Chacham wouldn't be Goyza Shneas Larais, they'd be Boyabad the Erva Gufa Atmai. Because a person is, a person can't keep a Rais, a person needs Shneas as well. So you have a double type of Isyachsus. When you're going when you connect yourself to Lamala, which is a more pure Metzias, there we have to strip the felt of Sheker and apply Emes, and look for the kernel of Emes under the Sheker, and that's called Emes. When you're going downwards and you're trying to apply the Emes of the world to the Metzias and lower, there you have the Mahalach of Din and Dan, Dayan Shetan, Emes Lamita, and so on and so forth. Or like the Mar says, Hachi Dina in. You know, for you it's the Din like that. Or Hachi Dina Lechol Chavarayach. Yet you find a lot of cases where the Din is applied and it's an application. It takes on a Gevissat Surah. Those are the two extremes. So in the Olam of the Adam, the Emes and the Din are Shaykh to the Kiyam of his Chibur to Elyon, and his Chibur to Tachtin. Ve'ama, Sha'olam Oymin Allah Shalom, V'dovez HaShaykh Adam Atzmai. Shalom is Shaykh to the person himself. Ze, Kibni Adam Shenivra Boil Nechasu B'machloikis. Ba'meh Shekol Echad Reitzish Yehu HaKoil. ולפיכך בני אדם הם מסנגדים בעצמם כשהם ביחד, ואחד ביטל השני בעצמו. It's very interesting. Let's rephrase a little bit what he says in the terms we can relate to even better. The Sholem is the perception of the person's own mitzias. Let's take an example. I don't need a yet, but if my next door neighbor has it, I all of a sudden need it, because my perception of who I am, what I ought to be, what my mitzias is totally with other people. In other words, if a person is maimed himself, this is my makom, then there's not going to be a problem with shalom. It's where the person is not miming himself in its right spot. Then there's a problem of shalom. So v'amar shalom v'shalom v'dozer shaychal odat. So that's shalom is really, even though it's almost counterintuitive at first. We always think shalom has to do when you have a lot of people around you and you don't get along with them. You don't get along with them because you have mistaken vision of yourself. Commercial echo greatest you are coil. Well, think of the other mistang atzmum, kashem biyachat, for echo bidla shedim beatzmoy. It's because I lose my sense of self when the other person is there that causes the problems of shalom. So things that I didn't even want, but if I see someone else has it, I start wanting it. Lefika chomer la shalom on noilam. So you have a machlokus bin ish lechaveroi be'atzmoi v'dovez ha'shloi mitzad ha'monak mitzad atzmon. It's mitzad atzmon. It's not really mitzad the moment. For instance, let's say there's a famous psychological study that goes along these lines. Let's say somebody comes along. He comes over to you, and he says, so-and-so was matzia to me. He likes us both. He's willing to give us $1,000. We should split it however we wish, but he's only giving it if we split it. So how about I'm taking $500. You take $500. That would go well with everybody. That would be very, very good. Let's say a guy comes here and says, listen, I'm getting money from somebody, a guy that I know, who likes you and me, and he's willing to give us $1,000. But tonight I split with somebody else. So here's $100 and I'm taking $900. The vast majority of people refuse it. Even though Betsim is getting $100 for nothing. Some would come to you and say, would you like $100? You say, why not? You know, it's cost nicht, why not? But if somebody else is coming and he's being unfair to me, all of a sudden I think the percentage is once it starts swinging past 60-40, 70-30 is the cutoff point. And then after that, people just will refuse it. Because, and even if it's talking about $100,000, it doesn't make a difference. It's not fair. So Sholem, the reason why people are upset with the other person, not because I'm not getting money, it's because you are you're giving me a certain maimed that's not kafi what I am or what I deserve, and v'chulu. So machloka starts when people feel that their metzias is being threatened. It has nothing to do it starts with himself rather than the other person. It's something a person couldn't care less about. I don't. If my next door neighbor gets a very, very fancy dog that's worth $100,000. I would bench him and wish him all good to brachas, and it wouldn't bother me because since I'm not part of the world of dogs, it doesn't bother me. If a person gets a very fancy car, it is part of my world, and I'll be upset because I feel all of a sudden I became a nobody, a choiserich, and so on. Sorry, gimel dvarim, elu sheim amuda oilam, gimel chalokim ashehim ba oilam, ashe nimtza oitche leklam. Those are the three chalokim of the world, and each one needs a kiyam, dahainu, hasechel. Ve'ein zadem atzmai, kaseichu magil odem kishigodam, v'ukreina seichu. So seichu is something that the person acquires. It's a world where I draw from it. It's more than when I'm being oimid and dvarim sichliyim, I'm taking tzoidus and ukreinus from a world of emis and applying it. Ve'odem atzmai, you have the person himself, that's me to show, ve'kinyani odem, sheima moinai. By the din emes v'sholim tluyim ele gimel dvarim she'smaitet ha'ilam. So those three things find their metzias in their chizuk through these inyanim of emes and din and shalom. Okay, that's one nekuda. Now he's going back to answer the question as to the change in the mishnayos. U'me'ato le'yikshe harishim ratzarek mon acherim. The Bria was made already, but the Re'ia is what's Mekayim the Bria. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the world as being Tov is Mekayim the Bria. So we learn from it that there is a Siba of bringing a Bria. There's Bria and there's Kiyum. I want to explain it one knage further. The inyanim of Bria Ta'olam, when we ask the question why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, like we always say, we're not asking the psychological reasons for HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. That's not something that exists in our Tchum Bechlau. There's no Shaykh to us. It's not meaningful to us. There's no Shaykh to us. It's not an issue that we can even talk about. What we're saying is, what were the inyanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to come up from the world in order to serve as the tachos of the world. The world Taira Aveda Gmilas Chasadim, that will be the tachlis of the world, and that will become b'meila. That's the siba for the bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world because the world produces three major inyanim of Hashem Yisbarach. Let's call it Aveda Hashem Yisbarach. There's the world of Taira. There's the world of Aveda. There's the world of Gmilas Chasadim. So those are sibis why Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and b'meila. Those are also sibis of those are the shrushim of the bria. That's the shirish of the bria is a world of Torah, Avodah, Melech Chasadim. Then there's a second issue, and that is the world itself has a certain mitzias to function. It needs to retain that mitzias in order to function. And if something falls out of line, it can't function. If I ask you why did I buy this car, the answer is to take me to yeshiva every day. If you ask me how does this car work, what do I need to keep it going? So if I stop going to yeshiva, l'mashal, I don't need the car anymore. So the car will become bottled because it doesn't have a tachlis. If the car can't go to yeshiva anymore, it will become, I will not use it anymore, I will drop the car because it's not serving its tachlis. But even if the car has the tachlis, but there's a certain world of emtsoim, and that's what he calls the kiyum. I mean, the car needs gas, it needs checkup, it needs oil, b'chein hala. So there are two inyanim when we speak of kiyum ha'olam. Two things can be mached in the world. If the world is no longer giving its tachlis, for what it was created for, or if the world doesn't have what it needs to function in order to bring about that tachlis. These three inyanim are inyanim concerning the function of the world. As a person, I need to be mischaber to the emes above me. I need to take it and bring it down to the world underneath me. That's the machinery. What are the inyanim I will try to produce? What are the qualities? That's called Torah Avodah Gmilas Chasadim. Ve'ela gimel advarim shlo yovi bitl ve'hefsid lo'ilam mitzad atmashal. Now, the world itself has a mitzias. It has a certain seder, and these are things that you need to have in place. Well, the fikach shimen atzadei keis rebel gimel advarim mipnei kal yedei elu gimel advarim maimer Hashem Yisbarach ho'ilam. So these three things are the beginning of the destruction of the world. And it's not only Nogea 5,600 years ago, 700 years ago, what at that moment. It has to be in the world mitzat tachlis. There are two reasons why somebody would not find a place in yeshiva. One would be he doesn't want to learn. It's not his tachlis. So we say, okay, you know, if you don't want to learn, then that's not where you belong. Even if I want to learn, and I sincerely want to learn, but let's say I don't have the kalim, I don't have the time for it, I don't have the presence of mind, I'll say, listen, I'm sure you want it, mitzad the tachlis, mitzad the sherish, you belong in yeshiva, but you don't have the equipment that's needed to learn, the time, the brain, whatever it is. So, Reb Shimgel, I mean, Kigimel Dvarim, the Shem Gamliel is the end of the parak. Heim siba sha'olam oimer al emdei kasher royu v'leishtanim etzad atzmai. It means that the world mitzad its mitzias as being a place that could bring out these things has to also have it. V'lekach Heim Shem Gamliel sha'ya achrein iske eil gimel advarim ashal yodam nisha oilam kayim. He's just telling you the inyan of how it is that the world has the mitzias nimsheches that it requires to do it. But we're talking about two separate things. We're talking about the beginning inyan is tachlis, and the end inyan is the ongoing kiyum and so on and so forth.
Could, couldn't you also have couldn't you also have Teir Avod and Geminas Chassadim? I mean, if it's the Tachlis, so then it's the reason for the Haskalah of the world, and it's also a reason for the Hemshech. I mean, in addition to that, the Din, the Emes, and the Shalom. I mean, I don't see why it's only limited to that.
It's two separate things. It's the reason for the world's being.
But why? I mean, the mouth is it's Dafka for the Haskalah. Why is it only limited to the Haskalah in the muscle of the car?
No, let's explain something. The Haskalah is there's a. Famous joke that somebody, a shatran once came to Baruch Hashem al Bas and says, I have a gewaldige shidduch for you, he's a wonderful bacher, and with learning and midas and this and that, and he says, not interested, and finally he's exasperated, he says, I've listed every mile of person about the world, why is it? And he says, I have no daughter. In other words, siba means it's the underlying reason. It has chala doesn't mean only beginning of the world 5,000 years ago. It's the key of the haschala of the key of ha'ilam. So in every ongoing mitzvah, you need to have an akuda that expresses its tachlis. And then the second thing it has to express is, I have a factory that's manufacturing stuff. So there are two reasons that can cause the collapse of the factory. One is that the machinery doesn't run well, it's not producing effectively, it's costing too much money to produce, and the second reason is there's no demand for the product. Kodak Film Company was doing beautifully, it was a wonderfully well-run company, but nobody wanted film anymore. In other words, that's called haschala. I mean, I don't want to be corny, but in Yiddish, you sometimes tell somebody, heaps are going on. Like a person will come along and say, we'd like to make a party in the face of the cover, this and that. So you could say it's not a good time, it's expensive, this and that, or you could say it's hate to call it out, we don't do parties. Haskalah doesn't mean at the beginning. It means now mitzad haskalah senior. Mitzad the sheirish, which is the same as the ultimate goal. So you have in every nekuda of pula, you have those inyanim. You have what's it based on, and then does it have and is it functioning? What's it based on is not only the first time. I mean, one of the big problems is a lot of times people do pula's things long after the reason is no longer there, they keep it going, and they don't ever ask themselves. The person's running a moisit, so he'll ask himself, do I have enough money, do I have the right people, and everything. The person has to ask himself also, is there still a valid reason for it? What they call in French, a raison d'être. I need a reason for being. Well, it says by in the Megillah, it says to be covered besula shenis. So the Velt asks, what do you mean because besula shenis? I mean, he took his queen, he had the girls, he took the queen, that's the end of it. What's the second time? So the Velt says it became a maisid, and a maisid doesn't become bottle even if the reason for its creation is bottle. So haschola is a nekuda of haschola in every moment. In every nekuda, there's nekuda of haschola. Is there a reason for it? Is there a sheirish for it? So the beginning of the perek he starts with this, and the end of the perek he finishes with these inyanim, that these are inyanim that the world continues to exist because else the machinery would fall apart. But if the world doesn't have a tachlis in terms of a siba hamekaima, if it doesn't have ashlosh v'ra oilam oimid of teira v'edim of chasodim, then it's not going to. If at any one point, Chas v'Shalom, the world is no longer holding by producing these things, it's not going to work. Okay, let's hold it here. The next one is another nekuda here that he goes into. I think we'll hold it here.
Can I just ask something else?
Sure.
You mentioned before about machlekes, if a person feels their metzias threatened and so on.
Yes.
I seem to remember a maral elsewhere where the maral says that as a lashon of like ein lecha davar sha'adam nimshech achrav kamei amachleikus, such a lashon like that, that it seems to be the it's and in that case it's lav dafka that you know because the person's metzias is threatened, but you know what it's like a fire which burns, it consumes and everyone like has to take sides and.
Right.
It has to be a person. I don't know if there is such a lashna, maybe by Kairach, maybe somewhere that.
Right.
It seems to be, even though my metzias is not threatened, but if I see two people arguing out and one is trying to be mevatel the metzias of the other and so on, somehow I'm nimshach to that also.
Right.
I mean that seems to be like a different nakuda. I mean, does Rabbi remember such a lashon like that?
I don't know, but you see it all around you.
I mean, Lamayis, you see. I mean, they say by you know by Rabbi Yonatan Eilershitz and by Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you know that.
I don't know if it has to be because of that, or it also even because the person takes if you hear that somebody else right was unjustly whatever it is moved his job. Also on a practical side, it gives people a certain chiyus. I once heard the observation of a very astute person who observed a certain machlekes, that somebody, a good person, got nimshach, he was going mamish wild. And this very astute person told me two nekudas. It's one nekuda. He said that his Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, from Breslova, once said, never be scared of having machlekes with somebody, except with an unemployed person. That's the most dangerous opponent. And this person explained, and he said, you know, when you're living and there's no juice flowing in your veins, there's no chias, and you get involved in something that gives you a chias, it charges you up, you feel excited, just like Lahavdil. A kid loves going to a thrill ride. He will go on this crazy ride. He will scream his kishkes out and say and pay money for it and say he loved it. Why? There is a certain sense of chiz. You go to a movie that gets you scared, horrified. It causes your emotions to churn, and there's a certain geschmack in it. You were horrified. I mean, horror is not a good emotion. You know, you went on the roller coaster ride and it's frightening you out of your wits. Fright is not so why is it fun? The terrors is because there's a certain excitement. A person likes a certain injection of chias, of adrenaline. A machloikis does that. It's an upset. I mean, in Teva Oilam, that's usually the sea, but people, it senses the juice is boiling and they're excited. They're vengeful. They're Lamana Emes and they can't sleep. There's a certain chiyus that people get out of it. That's, I mean, al piderach habshat, al piderach habetzias. That's what I mean. Nothing to do so much with al nekuda as much as with the fact that a person needs an emotional high, and those provide tremendous emotional highs.
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
Shkach.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.